This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, Ms. Sitharaman said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, the government will take a call based on what suits the needs of the country in terms of rates and logistics.
Whether it is Russian oil or anything else, it's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
The minister informed government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies. US President Donald Trump has said India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump was talking to media persons in Washington last night. Mr. Trump, however, said he is disappointed that India will be buying oil from Russia. He was responding to a media query on whether he is ready to reset relations with India.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great. Prime Minister, he's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
With improvement in weather conditions and road repairs in Uttarakhand, the Char Dham Yatra and registration process have resumed from today. However, the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended due to recent heavy rainfall that damaged roads in the area, making travel unsafe for pilgrims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will soon visit the flood-affected states to review the situation. Official sources informed this. Meanwhile, subsiding rains in Punjab and the upper hilly regions have eased the threat of further water inflows into state rivers, leading to flood. As of now, floods have impacted over 1,900 villages across 22 districts. Nearly 22,000 people have been evacuated. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. In Maharashtra, around 6,500 Sarvajanik idols and nearly 1.75 crore household Ganpatis will be immersed in Mumbai at 65 natural water bodies and 205 specially created artificial ponds. The city administration, along with Mumbai police, has made elaborate arrangements for security, traffic management, cleanliness and eco-friendly immersions. Thailand's parliament has chosen business tycoon Anuthin Charanwirakul as the country's prime minister. He is the third prime minister elected in last 2 years. He replaced Pentong Tran Shinawatra, who was ousted by the constitutional court last week for ethical violations linked to her handling of the border dispute with Cambodia. India will take on China in Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 4 points. And in tennis, Italy's Jannik Sinner powered into the U.S. Open men's singles final with a commanding 4-set victory over Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. Displaying mechanical precision and relentless focus, Sinner closed out the match 6-1, 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. He will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a much-anticipated final. In the women's singles, Amanda Anisimova of the United States booked her place in the final with a gritty comeback win over Japan's Naomi Osaka. Anisimova triumphed 6-7, 7-6, 6-3 in a thrilling semi-final clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.